I'm not in a mood, cause my flight delayed. So I jumped on a private jet and I'm asking a pilot the ETA. Lambo parked on a landing strip, everyone in my gang and my DJ paid. Why is my man talking about inshallah? These times he don't even pray. Why is my man wearing a Jesus piece? How did she squeeze in them jeans? Big behind and petite waist. Take time with the GBG, we don't beef nobody like GBK. Woke up on the wrong side of bed, so he's gonna get slapped if I don't have my peas today. I love my young boy, I won't lead him straight. I'm stuck to lil bro like PVA. Paid already, I don't need no hit song. We don't need ID, lil bro 17 in the club, he ain't scrolling TikTok. F just saw him, a thick one. Which one? Who do you want, bro? Pick one. If I shoot my shot, I'll hit one. Matter of time till I get them all ticked off. Alright, we could go ban for ban.
We can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90, the years, the version, the bribe wasn't really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
Bro, I'll do it for some shoes and some clothes. You'll see what it'll do for a necklace. Right, sure, look like a spider. It's crawling a dollar on just the accessories.
Damn.
She made me want to go harder. I like her aura. I think I'm obsessed with her. They hit him up on his birthday. Did him the worst way. He had a death wish. I get right under their skin. I don't even try. I guess I can't help it. I'ma have love for bro for life. We talking now, I step with him. Of course you could beat me at talking, ain't no back and forth. Wait till we catch up with him. Knocking a bag and making the opposite mad. I done fell in love with it. You can't sell fish with a cute one. Make a count look good, it's a new one. You the type like the type on computers. Got a mask, but he ain't no shooter. Top 10, but she don't act bougie. Me and your friends, you can go to Aruba. Get friends, it depend on my mood. Maybach van, this ain't no Uber.
We could go ban for ban.
We can go M for M. Mama got a body like Kim and them. Mama been killing that gym. We can go watch from change to chain, the rings on him. I done got rich, but I'm still with it. Land in London and go to the ends.
We could go ban for ban.
We can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90, the years, the version, the bribes, I'm really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
I see dead people.
Mustard on that beat.
Ay, mustard on the beat. Debo, any rap. He a freak, though. Man down. Call like Amber Lambs. Tell him, breathe, bro. Nella new. To the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni air? Trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. Marlon, they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your not the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogie man, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some on him. Pole on him, extort, bully the flow on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baca got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. That fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a... Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl, Bird Lucas and Bird Go? The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there some B-Rest that's for bitchin'? You Malibu most wanted, ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fish Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. You get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe, the other option. Better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. A caption won't action. No accident. I'm hands on. He around get polished. Don't Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central. Better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the park. Ayy, put the road label on me. I'ma get them dropped. Ayy, sweet. Music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie. He a 69 god. Ay, freaky ass.
need to stay the ass inside. Ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zion. Ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside. Ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug made you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a f***ing colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky, freaky, he a 59 God. Freaky, freaky, he a 59 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky, 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 he a 59 God. Freaky, 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 freaky God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me say O-V ho.
O-V.
Say O-V ho.
O-V.
Step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
Good God Almighty, like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company. And we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Everything around me.
For you had braces, the all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces, yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin, Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International ho, that's my handle. My Saint Chongon, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him, less is more, nigga, it's plenty of us.
Cash proof.
everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than the Lotto did. They made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cash. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
Boom, 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 boom. One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz, baby, we here.
Van City, where you at?
Come on.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking about, you know, well, first of all, you know, we had to start that joint off. Dangerous, Akon, Cardinal, DJ Kimo. Fire joint. I know. Look, man, I know you heard that before, but if you didn't know, that was produced by my man right here. You know what I mean? So big up to Kimo, man. Then we had that. What do we have after that? We had the. We had to play that Kendrick joint. I mean, you know, they not like us. They not like us. Yeah, we ran that joint. We ran the Central C joint with the. Lil Baby, you know, we could go bun for bun. Yeah, I like the UK. I like the UK drill. Shout out to my UK brothers and sisters, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Word is
oi.
Ha, oi.
You get
bruv. You got me, bruv.
Yeah, bruv.
And then we had what we still got right now is that pound cake. That's kind of one of the eras that I actually liked Drake, you know, is that nothing was the same. And I liked him back then, you know. Then he started getting all, what's that? He just started becoming a little bit, you know. But whatever, we ain't gonna speak on him. You know, it's all peace, man. Everybody's doing their thing, you know. But we was just talking about quality control, you know, in the hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And how there seems to not... Actually, I don't even want to say hip-hop. I want to say the rap industry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There seems to not be no quality control.
Nah, it is like you were saying, right? It's like... It's just about the buzz and the viral, whatever, the little video clip, or it ain't really about the actual skill or can they make a good song. It's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, like, you wouldn't get signed unless you could actually rock a show in front of hundreds of people and have the talent and make good records. Now it's like, oh, you got a buzz because you're one... weird song just went viral for whatever reason. Yep. Like we were talking about, even the live performance, like you've seen it, I've seen it. Dudes literally, they're the hype man to their own recording. Like they don't know their lyrics. They don't rap the whole verse. They're just backing up their own lead vocal.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at this like, what in the F is going on? Like this is acceptable now?
I know, bro. Because it's like, how you going to be the hype man to your backings? It's like, bro, I seen a lot of guys lip sync too, bro. Millie Vanilla. I'm serious, bro.
Wow.
I seen this
That's
one.
Pathetic.
I seen this pathetic, bro.
It's like, stop rapping, bro.
Yo, man, I seen this one dude at the Enzo nightclub, and you know, it was just like, yo, you got your auto tune, and the guy's just jumping around, and I don't think he's actually like he ain't actually rapping.
No.
You
know what? Because he couldn't duplicate what he did in the studio. He probably was punched in line for line.
Line for line.
Yeah.
Line for line.
So it's like, can he rap that, live on stage? No, probably not.
No.
He probably didn't even bother practicing.
No.
He's just like, fuck it, play it. I don't need to because I seen someone else do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like that's that quality control that just went down the isher, you know? Like.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Man, I had a question I was going to ask you, but it'll come back to me from earlier. What do you think it is that an artist needs in this time and day to, let's just say, make an all right living off of music? What's your opinion on it?
I can't even give you one because mm-hmm. I just think there's so many avenues, you know, and I don't even know half of them. So it's like there's just. You know what I mean? Like, there's dudes making a living nobody's ever heard of.
That's
like,
true.
They might be cool in one area or one region or one country. You don't even know about it.
Yeah.
You know, it could be like Filipino homies that are big in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah.
They're just barely bubbling over here.
Mm-hmm.
Or same thing, like, you know, whatever. It could be big in the UK or Australia and you don't know about it. Like,
mm-hmm.
everybody's got their own kind of thing, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's like there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of avenues I feel people can make money, maybe just off streaming. They don't even got to perform, like who knows, you know, like there's just so many ways now.
Mm-hmm. I think with the streaming aspect, it's definitely, there needs to be a shift in that as well, you know what I'm saying? There needs to be quality control in that, because I think that especially when, you know, DistroKid and these
right.
platforms came out, yes, the pro of it was like, okay, you know, you don't even need a label now to,
right.
like, get your music out, right?
I could literally record myself farting for about 2.5 minutes and put that out. And there's, like, nobody's going to stop me from doing that and putting it on Spotify. And it'll probably get a gang of streams.
Oh, my goodness.
Weirdos that enjoy fart music.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a new one, fart music.
I don't know, man. There's so many subgenres of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just don't matter anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's the part that I like. It's very mechanical. It's very robotic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like literally, you know. And now you got all of these AI things going on, right? And look, anybody uses AI, whatever. I'll speak for the MC side. If you use an AI to rap, you whack, right?
Obviously, yeah.
If you're a producer, look, producers can speak on it. That's y'all thing, right? But I seen Timbaland. Timbaland made a whole AI record label.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, bro, you're from the old school. Like, how could you support that? You know what I mean? What do you think about it?
It's kind of like roll with it or get rolled over in a way. You know what I mean? It's crazy, though, because I've been playing around with it, and I could see his angle from it. It's like he don't need a guitar player anymore. He doesn't need even a singer.
Mm.
He's got ideas. He can actually bring them to life without anyone's help.
Mm.
So there's kind of that, you know, plus side to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is, man. It's like it's the future and it's gonna be. And it's like roll with it or kind of get rolled over in a way. You know what I mean? I think there'll always be, you know, people that, you know, appreciate live or whatever. But it's to the point where it's going to be indistinguishable in a way. Like, it's so close to, like, sounding real AF. Like, it's surprising. So give it another 1 or 2 years and it'll be like, you won't be able to tell.
And I mean, and that's the argument, right? It's like, okay, yes, roll with it or get rolled over. And at the same time, where do, you know, if we're talking about being purist of this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the balance in, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I could see, you could use AI for certain creative aspects, right? But if we were to say about, like, let's say, if you use AI to make album covers, right?
Right.
We're taking money away from those who actually do album covers.
Oh my God! I mean, this,
if we use AI
is stealing a lot of careers.
Man. A lot of careers, bro.
So that's the thing. You got to figure out how to roll within it and maybe use it to your advantage, or just, I don't know, bro. Like, it's hard to say, but like, it's gonna decimate a lot of industries and careers, you know. Same way streaming killed you know, the blockbusters and the video rentals and even theater. I think theater experience ain't the same. Like, no, they're not making the money they used to.
No.
So, you know, they figured out how to make their money within Netflix and all these other streaming services. They had to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now the AI, honestly, if you could actually use it as a, like, especially if you're writing sing-song type of tracks. Like, I don't know about the rapping part, but if you want some good melodic ideas, like, AI is a great tool for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like having a second writer in the room with you when you're alone. And having, like, a talented melodist that could be like, yo, you give it the lyrics and be like, yo, let me see what you can do with it. And it'll spit you back some cool ass kind of flows and melodies, and you're like, oh, I didn't even think about singing it like that. Okay, I like that. I'm gonna use that. And then you could sing it in that fashion or whatever, right? It's a good writing tool in a way.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. That's an interesting perspective. I mean, I even seen Simba talk about it too. Like, me personally, I would never do that because I already know my ability to write, you know what I'm saying, and formulate and put things together. And I think that, you know, it's like when people get writers, everybody's creative process is different, but me, I'm always able to absorb everything around me. So I don't get writer's block. There's always something to write about. You know what I mean? Especially if you're going through different things in your life, you know, different emotions.
But like I said, with rap, I doubt it's very helpful, right?
Especially, man, these motherfuckers are doing it, man. They're using that AI. I know you are, and when I find you...
No, sir. But I was playing around with it with my daughters, and I made like almost like a dub plate shout out to my daughter.
Okay.
And I just wrote like maybe 8 bars or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And I threw her name in there, and the AI came up with like a catchy ass little song.
And it did it sing it?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it took my lyrics and it turned some of the raps into like melodic sing-song stuff. Okay. And I was like surprised. And at the end product, I was like, oh, man, it's a cool little catchy track.
They got you, Kimo. They got you.
It's a fun toy, bro. I don't know. It's a fun toy that can be used, you know, for as help in other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So then what happens... I mean, okay, so...
Especially, like, I'm looking at it like this. There's a lot of, like, musicians and players that might be like, oh, no, that's cheating. But it's like, yo, I come from... I'm not a musician or a player. I've been sampling records, right? So me sampling AI, what's the diff? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the diff? I've been sampling stuff. I've been flipping ideas.
I've been talking to producers about it, and for you guys, I'm sure that it takes a lot off of your plate. You know what I mean?
Not really. I mean, I still feel like incorporating it. I still kind of putting in the same amount of time it takes to make a track, but now I have kind of like tailor-made. I can make tailor-made samples to what I already started in a way. You know what I'm saying? I can give it this section and be like, add on to it.
And
boom. Now I got... It's like I... Like I said, like I had a player, a piano player, a guitar player, a brass player in the room with me. Right? So it's hella helpful.
It really is. I think it's a subjective thing. And... The truth is the truth that, yes, AI is not going anywhere. And it's accelerating. It is. Yeah. The question is like, yeah, like, you know, live performances, right? Like, are we going to have You know what I mean? Like holograms.
You know what I hope, to be honest, with AI? I hope it changes the frickin' soundscape of what is rap and urban music right now, because the sonics of hip-hop has not changed almost nothing in the past 15 to 20 years. Like, it's all the same drums, all the same sounds. Like, it has not evolved, really. It kind of, like, got stuck in, like, 2010-ish almost. Like, you know, the same 808 drums, you know, same distorted booms, and I don't know. It's like, it hasn't changed too much. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's using the same ass drums, for example.
Yeah, I would agree. Sonically, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no telling what will happen, you know. But I definitely want to support as a, like, you know, I want to support the artists, you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
It's like, you know, maybe that's, we need a coalition out here. You know what I'm saying? We need a coalition,
that,
man.
That's the thing, though, that I think the AI is going to introduce fake artists, for sure.
It is already, man. Yeah. There's already fake artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's already fake artists on Spotify. Like, it's not... That is already happening.
Right.
You know, which is...
this. But this is like, imagine, this is the step of like, you know, your David Guettas, your Tiestos, all these like Major Lasers or whatever, Diplo, like all these producers, Khaled's, whatever. They're just, it's just that next step of them becoming the product, right? In a way, like, so like they almost... don't need the features anymore because they'll just they're gonna have the AI to be their features. So it really it's that step of like the producer just kind of being the only the only just no need for the features anymore in a way, which is I'm not saying it's good, I'm just saying that's what it is. It's that that one little step next. Was like, oh, okay, I don't even need Justin Bieber to sing me this song anymore, you know, like, or.
But where, and that's, see, now that's the point, too, right? Where it's like, okay, where does, is there going to be a copyright amongst that? You know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, you can get, you can just get an artist's voice and put it on your thing, you know, how is it going to be regulated? You know what I'm saying? And it's almost like, you'll just be able to create your own AI record label.
Of course, yeah. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I could be like, I could so be like, crazy. Yo, I want to use Biggie's flow.
Yeah.
I want to use Tupac's voice.
I know, bro. It's
or I want to use Jay-Z's voice with Snoop Dogg's cadence.
Goodness. Like, I mean, Drake did it with, what's it called, man?
Right.
He did that with Tupac.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. People ain't having it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I, bro,
you can't take Tupac's voice.
But the way there's been no quality control over the however many past years, like, it's a free for all.
It is, and that's it's like martial law here, bro. Like,
it is. So like, it's gonna be whatever somebody dreams up, like crazy, and it could fly. And like you said, like if it starts going viral, then it turns into like accepted, you know, an accepted song or even genre in a way, you know, like it's just I don't know, man.
YouTube is crazy too, bro. Like I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube, and then you come to realize like the audio, the dialogue of a video, right? Say I'm watching like a video on like Manifestation. We'll just use that as an example, right? And there's actually this one person I follow. His name is Neville Goddard. And he has a lot of these tapes from back in the 30s. You know what I mean? And now it's like there's all of these videos with his voice, but it's AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you can't even tell what is what anymore.
Right, yeah. No, there's... It's gonna be a no distinction between real and fake, and so maybe the only thing that really I think of at some point there'll have to be some authenticity, you know,
mm-hmm.
to come back for success will be in authenticity, I guess. And I feel like it's always been, right? You get your, you think